Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, look at all of this, number 76. I got my wingman Zambo.
Hey, yo.
Mr. DePonte.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Like that?
Mr. DePonte, I dig it.
There we go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be another epic episode. Another epic freaking episode.
Why?
Of Within Brim Skin, why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Because.
No, we're asking you why.
Why?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Because it always is.
That's what I want to hear.
That's Kim's line. You can't take that.
First of all, wrong show. Second of all, I originated that.
You came up with
thing.
That? Were yes, you
I
the did. OG of that?
I am the OG, triple OG, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll take your word for
yeah,
it.
Probably.
Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail hair care products,
Discover the secret,
and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Do you think they know Victoria's Secret?
I know Victoria's Secret.
Well, I was asking about Mane and Tail, but sure.
Yeah,
you do.
And just up a little bit. What?
That's, hey, no free ads.
I didn't say where it was.
Well, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Look, if somebody really wants that navigation, they need to done pay for it. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's true. Garmin hit us up.
You know what I'm saying?
Garmin hit us up.
Is Garmin even a thing anymore? You remember when Garmin was a thing?
They are, but they're no longer providing consumer-based products anymore, because obviously Google Maps and Apple Maps, their satellites are providing for those servers to beam back.
Okay.
So now they're working in so they're basically just doing governmental contracts and all that other
stuff.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
And like phishing. Phishing GPSs.
Fair
enough. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, first and foremost.
Pom-pom as well.
Today's secret word is
privilege. So as you guys always know, listen, at the end of the day, if you hear the secret word, scream real loud. And if you hear that word, there's probably a reason for you to be screaming real loud.
Exactly.
So
I like this one.
I'm going to be talking about that in just a moment. But what do you call it? I wanted to wish my daughter a happy 23rd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
So Samantha.
It was our birthday. So we can follow too.
Hey,
I love you, Samantha. Hey. I can't believe that I have a 23-year-old child. That freaks the hell out of me.
And I can't believe it's not butter.
Well played. Well played.
You're welcome. No free
now ads. I don't know if you knew Zambo, because I didn't see anything. But I wound up getting the day after Samantha's birthday.
Okay.
I got a call from my friend Marcello, who you know who Marcello is.
Yes.
What do you call it? And I got some really bad news.
Okay, I saw that post.
Did you see it?
I didn't comment that I wanted to talk to you in person about
that.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah.
But of course, my condolences.
Thanks. I'm gonna make this brief. And I stated it in my Facebook post, which is on my private page, so nobody could see it anyway, unless you're a friend or so forth.
I'm special.
Yeah, there you go.
Like your ass.
In many ways,
your unprivileged ass. There you go.
Yeah.
I had to snake that in there.
About 5-6 years ago, I kind of fell not out of touch, but we stopped speaking. Somebody who was a very, very, very close friend of mine. He was like my brother, Jose Castillo. We had known each other for many, many years. He was one of my students, became one of my brothers, and was one of my best friends. He was one of the best men at my wedding. I mean, this is somebody who was very close to me. Something big happened, and we stopped talking for many years. There were reasons for it, and I just found out the other day that he passed away. He wound up having blood clots in his heart or something along those lines, and even though we hadn't been speaking for the last 6 years, and I was very hurt by what had had occurred, it still hurts me that he's gone. I really feel awful that this happened to him. And you can't take away 15 or so years of such a good friendship and forget all the good stuff that happened.
Of course not.
So, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
So the fact of the matter is, things went awry, and I hate the way things ended, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'll still always love you. I'll miss you, and rest in peace, Jose. And if anybody has the opportunity, I do know that the link is out there, Jose Enrique Castillo. There is a A GoFundMe currently that, what do you call it? I urge anybody, if you can, just even if it's a couple of bucks, just please donate to it. Help them lay Jose to rest. The family could use it. And you guys know I never, ever say that stuff.
Yeah, you're really one of those people that doesn't like to post that just for very good reasons. But in this particular case,
yes.
Completely understandable.
Right. And I'm not going to be discussing this on GHR, but I did want to discuss it here. And, you know, at least, you know, say my last remarks about
always
it.
Always got to say something,
yeah.
You know.
It was,
especially
it was,
with your friend.
Well, you know, and we haven't spoken in 6 years, and there was a very big reason for it. And the fact is that it hurts me to say that, you know, and but doesn't mean that I loved him any less. You know, I was very hurt, and that's that. So anyway, we're going to move along.
Okay.
So what do you call it? I wanted to talk about this monkey. Banana.
Which one? There's a few of them.
This guy, Pastor Greg Locke. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
I haven't.
Okay, yes, so if you didn't,
I feel like
hear
it's something that
guy,
I should know.
I
should know this.
First of all, you know, look, I have no problems with religion of any kind.
Of course.
I feel that everybody should practice your religions and so forth. However, there are snake oil salesmen out there.
Yes.
In
every corner.
Yes.
That seem to think that they are, you know, holier than thou. And let me
preach
tell you
it,
something.
Brim.
It pisses me the freaking off. Okay. The
fact is,
yeah, you're going to be beeping this.
Oh, man.
Segment. All right. So first and foremost, the snake oil salesman, a fake minister who preaches loads of bullshit to mindless sheep out in Tennessee, and apparently online, because now this guy, I'm kind of mind-boggled of how many people pay attention. But again, you know, well, we see what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, of course.
People blindly follow the stupidest shit. Okay, so now
agreed.
I somehow saw. I don't know how I came upon it.
Yeah, I'm interested in this. I want to know what this is on now. What is this?
You're gonna look him up. But what
do
you call it? So he put out a video complaining that Dunkin' Donuts, one of the employees at the place that he goes to every day, morning and night, apparently, okay? This guy requested that you know, he wear a mask next time he was returning to the store.
Okay.
So this pastor, you know, who does not believe in masks, okay, and does not believe, he feels that the COVID-19 is a hoax. Okay. Yeah, exactly. He decided he's going to put out this video, and he started sitting and trying to preach, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, you know, look, It boggles my mind. He stated multiple times that he religiously goes to Dunkin' Donuts twice a day, orders the same thing every day,
fantastic,
two medium coffees, etc., and he refuses to wear a mask. Like, okay.
Why?
Why? Why can't? Why? So the guy asked him to wear a mask. He refused. There was a confrontation. So this guy goes on this rant on video, okay? Goes on a rant for 13 minutes, and all I heard was blah, 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 blah. I'm a little who couldn't get their way in a private establishment, and now I want to shout my white privilege from the rooftops. You stupid son of a motherfucker.
All right. I heard the best argument for these mask denier people.
All I'm going to say that is no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Exactly.
The best
Seriously.
Argument against them, because they say it's free speech, right? Like,
right.
Or they're free, their right to do whatever they want.
Right.
Ready? Say this. Is it your right to not wear a seatbelt in your car?
Yeah, but and they say yes and no. You
no,
know what I'm saying?
That's not true. It is
no,
illegal
no.
to
it
wear
is illegal
a seatbelt.
Right.
Or to not
I
wear
agree.
A seatbelt. It's just the same way that it is protecting your health.
I don't want the government
mask.
Controlling me. All you got to do is say, okay, yeah, whatever, 9-digit number.
Yeah.
And when they go, what does that mean? Your social security number.
Yeah.
Dumb. You're already a number.
Your
phone.
They're dumb.
Your laptop. Wherever you're going, where there's CCTV.
Yeah.
The government can require a mask if they can require seatbelts. It's
exactly.
a safety regulation.
But here's the is that it hasn't come from the higher government.
Yeah, but, okay, the Constitution also doesn't say that we need to wear seatbelts. The states determine that.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Yeah,
I agree
know.
With you.
I know.
So now, all right, let's get back to this fool. All right.
This fool needs a burning.
I curiously visited the loser's Facebook page.
Oh,
and that's where I was greeted
man.
With, like, legitimately a following of absolute buffoons who couldn't put two words together, nonetheless actually spell the two words being written. Now, that is sad, okay? It's sad.
Doesn't surprise me.
America right now.
Yeah, this is America.
This is disgusting and absolutely, I mean, these pig-headed stop spreading hate and division. Stop spreading hate. Thank
spreading
you.
Hate.
Stop spreading hate and division.
And misinformation.
It's disgusting, and so are you. Misinformation is bullshit. Also, Dunkin' Donuts, They actually put out a statement saying that masks are now mandatory in every Dunkin' establishment.
Yes!
So, good for you, Dunkin'. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Whippin' Brimskin.
Hey, guys, this is Anna Mia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back with Within Brim's Skin.
Let him have him. Let him have him.
Speaking of, you know, because you went off on, your story reminded me of this other pastor.
This other pastor.
Okay. Yeah, you guys heard that little, I forgot to start the timer. My bad.
It's okay.
Anyway.
That's right, 10 seconds, whatever.
So, other pastor, yeah. Do you guys remember last year when we talked about the Make America Straight Again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that bastard.
Yeah, so that was also done by, like, you know, a crazy pastor and
Mike
his crazy
Pence's
following.
Favorite boot to
snake oil salesman.
And yeah,
I
they are. They
I
are.
I don't understand. Like, sometimes I feel like if I just went completely off the rails, we would be sitting and like drowning in freaking like super followers who were just, you know, like, oh, this guy's amazing. He sits and he talks smack about everybody. Like, I mean, maybe I should just do it. Should I just become a Republican and be like, oh, f*** everybody?
Well,
Republican.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It's the guise of Republican, but in reality, they don't give a f***. No. About you or anybody else. The one thing that they care about is the money and how little they can squeeze every inch from you without you noticing.
Exactly.
It's literally the story of how much sawdust can you put in a Rice Krispie treat before somebody notices.
Did you see that video too?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That's literally what it is.
It's true.
How much can I squeeze out of you before you realize that I'm you over?
And you know, and it's crazy because, you know, again, it shouldn't even be a political thing, but that's what these people are doing. These are criminals who are going under the guise of one of the, what do you call it, of one of the what do you, mm-hmm. oh my god, of as Republicans.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of one of the parties. They're going under the guise. They don't give a about this side or that side.
Never. Never will.
Pockets.
I mean, and like the pastor, he's also kind of using his religion to like spread like the non-mass stuff and all that.
Exactly.
You know, they're it's almost like an abuse of power.
It's ridiculous.
Of course it is.
So
it's an abuse of power for the gain of money.
Let's take a step back from the anger and the irritation. And and again, what do you call it? Again, I hate the fact that, you know, WBS has been jumping into politics here and there because of what's going on in the world.
Yeah. I got something to light it up.
Well, hold on, no.
Oh, you got something?
I've got lots of stuff.
You got lots of stuff.
We can maybe bring that up. I just want to get off the bad stuff for a minute.
I wasn't going to get it. Yeah.
So here's my question to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do straws have one hole or two?
One.
One.
So how do you explain that?
It's a hollow cylindrical device.
Yeah, okay. It has one hole.
Okay, so it's one hole.
One hole.
It's one on each side.
No. It's a cylinder with two open ends, but it is one hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like if it's two people kissing, it's two assholes.
Like if you
it's like the human centipede.
Yeah.
except you know, just proper end.
So
to proper
wait,
end.
Is the human centipede also just one hole?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you
in
ever,
reality? Because the mouth is connected all the way theoretically to the anus.
Did you see that movie? I never watched that movie.
I watched. I watched one and two, but I didn't watch three.
Let me give you a hint, Brim. Yeah. Don't.
No, it's not the worst movie.
It's not that bad, it's definitely stomach turning to a point.
You ever see a Serbian film?
Yes, I have.
Oh
that
man,
was
so
probably,
you have gone.
And
dark.
I have seen the original Old Boy as well.
I haven't seen that.
Very good. Blah. Highly recommended.
Very bad.
Not as bad as Serbian film.
I was gonna say Serbian film.
Certainly,
took it.
Certainly good. But it's definitely one of those gory films that just makes you go, ooh, 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 ooh.
See, yeah,
things to make you go,
exactly.
It wasn't super gory. It was just super twisted.
Well, yeah. The super twisted part, yeah, is definitely that. Also, I do recommend watching Suspiria.
That's a good one. I believe I saw that one.
Seen this one.
Mm-mm.
There's been two versions of the movie. The old one in the 70s or 60s when it was made. And then the remake with Tilda Swinton and a bunch of other women. And it's a ballet school in West Germany or East Germany, whatever it is, and it's like during the Berlin Wall stuff, right?
Germany, East.
Oh my God, no. And basically, this girl tries everything she can to get into this dance academy, and then she gets in. Turns out, the dances that they're doing are actually spells, and it's a legion of witches. Some crazy shit goes down.
Let me tell you though.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know. I would definitely look it up.
That's pretty interesting.
But it's definitely a horror movie. Whichever version you watch, I like them both.
Okay.
Because both each has their own like interpretation of the full story. However, though, they're both effed up to a degree. Like, there's just one. So I'm just gonna explain one scene real quick, where the girl is auditioning for the next level up for the dances, right?
Okay.
Before she realizes that this is all witch stuff, the girl that she despises is practicing a floor below her.
Okay.
And the dances that she's doing are being influenced by the instructor. Like watching and judging her, like for her move up ceremony, and is actually casting a spell on the girl she despises, and she twists the girl literally almost inside out to the point where she is twitching on the ground,
my God.
Spewing these disgusting liquids out of her eyes and mouth, and you just hear cracks and gurgles. It is. Oh my God! Not as bad as that one scene in Day of the Dead, though. So,
wow,
with the ripped vocal cords. It's not as bad as that.
Oh God! Don't do that one to me. I hate
that one.
Yeah,
he made me watch that.
Oh yeah,
because
I did that. I'm sorry.
All right,
because I did that to him, so he passed it along.
So moving it back to more fun and happy news.
Yeah. Well, hey, we talked about movies, so it wasn't that bad.
So how about that new update to Animal Crossing: New Horizons? I
haven't touched it yet.
What's wrong with you?
Life.
Wow.
That's what's wrong.
All right. Well, first of all, it is flipping cool.
I see that the balloon and the King Tut mask are hilarious.
Yeah,
though.
So the King Tut, I got the King Tut mask.
Yeah, yeah.
You run every 2 seconds, you're falling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's bad
the
luck,
balloons
yeah.
are fun. What do you call yeah. it? All the other stuff is fun.
Yeah.
You know, the fireworks are cool. You mm-hmm. can. We actually had GHR fireworks on the island.
Hey,
the other night.
Nice.
What do you call it? And anybody who wants my dream code, you can go to my new website. What do you call it? Which, if you guys don't know, www.therealbrimstone.com. I shouldn't have said www.
You don't have to say that.
Therealbrimstone.com. I meant to say
no,
it.
No,
I actually even have it written without
the
word.
It's an old habit. It's an old habit to say.
Yeah.
At least you're not doing http://www. You're not doing that.
No.
So you're fine.
But
you're
fine.
I remember when that was a thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shiny new website, everybody. So, therealbrimstone.com. I busted my hump to make sure that it was,
my
hump, you know, on
my point. Looks good. My lovely late.
Sorry. There you go.
Your lovely brimstone hump.
What were you going to say?
It looks very good.
It does look good.
Does
I was very glad.
Yeah,
yes,
I checked
does.
That out with you last week.
I remember you showed me
you
it right before you announced
it,
and I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. And I got to look at it again, apparently, if you did some changes. So.
I did so many different changes.
Okay. I'm going to take a look.
Make sure, guys, if you do. You know, if you do go to it, mm-hmm. one, check out the Brim blog. I'm finally bringing back the Brim blog, which back when my blog used to be huge, like people used to hit it
Brim's
all the time.
Brim's Bramble.
And it was really cool
Brim's
because I
Bramble.
Got a lot of feedback from mm-hmm. it. But now, you know, for over the last X amount of years, I haven't had access to anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't been able to do anything. So now I have full 100% control
nice.
Over my website. So that being said, I've been busting my hump. There's mm-hmm. a Within Brim skin area on it, GHR area on it. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? The new GHR website's going to be coming soon. Mm-hmm. We're working on that. And what do you call it? If you go to free downloads on mm-hmm. the website, you can go right on there. You can get both, not one, both. Brimstone of the Border Hounds RPGs. So if you're into
the stuff that
Zambo's into, the Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like
tabletop
that.
Tabletop gaming.
Tabletop gaming. You can download both of them for free.
Dungeons
if you have kids,
Dragons.
You can download the Brimstone, coloring books. Mm-hmm. If you
I
like the
color.
Old Sims games, you can download the old Brimstone Sim for mm-hmm. the Sims games, all mm-hmm. that jazz. So and there's just so many things up there. So please check it. Let me know what you think. I'd love your feedback. So that being said, Animal Crossing, you need to do it.
I do. I have the Switch updated. I was ready to do it, and then I actually was legitimately tearing down a wall in my house to remove a screen door, to remove like a double sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
I took that door out and I built a wall with a window. So that was my entire weekend. I didn't have time
to do
anything.
Did the Mexicans pay for it?
No. But I did make that joke. I did make that joke to my dad and he laughed.
I had to say it.
My brother came in like halfway through the construction. He's like, oh, you guys are building a wall? And I'm like, yes, we're going to make the Mexicans
pay for it.
That's awful.
And my dad just started going, and then my brother's like, wait, I don't get it. that's funny. And then like walked away.
Well,
it was great. It was great.
It is what it is.
It was funny.
So
that was my weekend. Sorry.
Another big thing that happened this past weekend, which, you know, to everybody it might not mean anything, but The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, actually acquired the rights to the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking.
Now that's a big deal.
So that's a big deal. Because the XFL, for the second time around, either went bankrupt or was not doing well.
They weren't doing too hot. I don't think they were. I don't know if they did file for bankruptcy yet. I think they were planning to.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I think the deal was like a $15 million purchase. Nice. And
he's the owner.
They picked it up and he's the owner. And honestly, I got to tell you, I think that he'll probably do a good job with it.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, because he's such a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's probably got a team of people behind him that are going to give him the right decisions for it.
Yeah.
And he could probably just call Vince and go, hey, Vince, what did you not screw up?
Yeah. Probably not too much. No, I don't know. I don't know what they did to the XFL to make it, fail. But I mean, I'm sure
XFL?
COVID didn't help.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, think WWE mixed with NFL.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's the way it was originally.
It's like gridiron, like football.
Got you.
Yeah. It was, I think it's more like collegiate football now. Or,
yeah.
But it started out like the way UFC started out. UFC started out as real fighting with gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, which is crazy because, thinking that far back, how much has changed, and they really took the gimmicks out of it, and now it's just barely any gimmick,
yeah. And if there is, it's very light, and it's like, okay, now screw it, get them fighting. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. What do you call it, and the thing is with XFL, it started out as they're football players, but each of them had a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a cool idea, but it just didn't hit home like it should have hit home, I guess.
Like your running back would head up to the front line and then just choke slam somebody and then keep running.
Oh my God.
It's like that type of gimmick.
Oh my God.
Did that happen? Because I never watched.
No, it just seems like that would be completely what I would assume would happen. Or just, you know, you're tight and just clotheslining everybody, you know what I mean? I can totally see that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that you know, The Rock can do something with it.
Who knows? I hope so.
Let's do a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening with Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Hero.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Isle 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now is a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dollar's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we are back to Within Brimskin.
What up, people?
So what?
Oh, what
you
was
have
that?
A little factoid.
Yeah, so on the break I mentioned I have a little factoid. So you guys know that song, I Melt the World?
I melt the world
I'll and stop the world and melt with you. Yeah. So like, you know, cheesy, corny love song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's actually not. It's the song is, it is a love song. It's about a couple, okay. But it is about how that couple dies together as the world ends.
Really?
The singer is quoted
That's
as saying
though.
That the song is about the couple, you know, doing the dirty. And
as the world ends.
While the bomb drops, yeah.
Honestly, though, remember when Hawaii...
Really? So during the 80s, when he wrote that song, there was a constant fear that somebody was going to...
Oh, Cold War.
Yeah, that somebody was going to just, you know, spill coffee on, like, the nuclear launch, like, console.
Okay.
And so it was always a constant fear in his head that, like, at any moment, the world could just die.
Wow.
Because of bombs. He wrote the lyrics in, like, 3 minutes, and then they used it in a movie, and he stopped telling that story for a long time because he didn't want to ruin people's image of the song. But then he started telling it again.
Wow.
He was like, yeah, this is what the song's really about. You guys...
It's like with The Police, with Every Breath You Take. It's about a stalker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah.
So, that's pretty funny.
That's actually fantastic because
I watched the world crashing all around your face.
Yeah, exactly. Boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an old...
Like the world gone by.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it? The remember about 2 years ago there was the nuclear missile warning given to Hawaii.
Yeah,
the nuclear launch was imminent, and they were actually going to like die. And obviously, it turned out to not be. Thank God.
You talked about that on the show.
We did.
Yeah.
That completely came to mind when you were mentioning that, and I was like, oh wow.
Doesn't that really?
So many brother and sister last moments, quote unquote, really suck right about now.
If you go back and listen to those lyrics, it totally changes the song now.
Oh, it totally does. But now I can totally imagine like the end of Fight Club though, while that song is playing, and I'm like, that's pretty freaking badass.
Isn't it?
Gross.
I'm horrible.
It makes me love the song so much more.
They
it's like,
they were
gonna die.
That's
sweet.
They were
it's a couple about them dying together.
In a nuclear blast.
That's adorable.
That was so sweet.
It's so sweet. They're getting radiation. Oh, they're melting together.
They're gone. He was literally like, guys, the melting is literal.
like you remember the part in
melting.
Total Recall where they were melting outside the surface of Mars? That.
Wow. All right, so now that I've ruined everyone's favorite song.
It's not that bad.
So
it's not that bad.
This is something that's actually happened right out by you.
What's up?
Okay, so now when you hear something like Bike Gang harasses people
Bike Gang.
CrossFit or Wendy's,
yeah,
you'd immediately think that these were like big burly bikers that were coming to cause trouble,
about,
right?
All right, so you're talking about these little...
Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
These are a bunch of freaking teenagers that are coming out to cause trouble. Teenagers, okay.
Causing trouble in my city? I won't have it.
I'm like BMX bikes, right?
More or less. There was like between 30 to 50 kids on bicycles. And now, and they came to, they were causing trouble around you know, the area. Now, and if I'm not mistaken, all right, if you're old enough to throw a punch at a random adult or throw drinks at customers and, you know, throw things at them and curse at them, though, like as they're coming in and out of Wendy's or something, then you're old enough to get a full-fledged ass beating, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, spanking, you know, quote unquote spanking.
Spanking.
With a closed fist.
Yeah. Well, one of these brats like threw
punch
a barbell at somebody. I mean, like seriously,
Jesus
what the f-
a barbell?
A barbell.
That
like,
would have been grounds for beating the shit.
That would have been grounds for arrest.
One of the kids like started like saying, you know, come punch me, come punch me. And then what do you call it? He was quoted as saying from the video, you can see this online. You want to throw my bike? So touch me, he said. You're so tough to touch a 15-year-old's bike, right? Punch me, punch me, punch me. That's what I thought, you dumb f***. That's what this kid is saying to a guy. Now I'd have probably put the kid over my knee and spanked the f*** out of him for good measure. Mm-hmm. I probably would have beaten the s*** out of the kid.
I don't think I would. Really? Don't.
No, I would have. Why?
He's 15.
I don't give a damn.
He's 15.
If you're going to throw something at me, curse.
All right, that's
like, if
different.
You're cursing at me, that's one thing.
And you threw
like,
a 25-pound barbell at me.
Yeah, that,
if you
that part's different.
The boy's going to catch these hands.
All right.
If you recall a couple years ago at Dillon's school, there was another lacrosse team that came to play, and the kids from the other team was sitting and trying to curse at the adults in the freaking, you know, thinking that they're bad ass. And talking smack, you know. So the fact of the matter is what do you call it? Like some of the adults were ready to go and beat the snot out of the kids,
yeah.
And I was actually being a good boy that day. By the way, okay,
I remember.
Good Brent.
So now you know. I mean,
you were the good noodle.
Kids freaking today. They could not swing the upbringing that I had as a kid, you know, and those who came before me, because kids today are so freaking entitled. And I gotta say that, you know, they need some serious freaking kickings, man. They need to get the shit slapped out of them. I'm serious.
I don't think a 15-year-old by an adult. He threw the barbell.
Alex.
What? At that point, it's a self-defense against yourself or others.
All that happened to these kids is that the parents, not even the kids, the parents received tickets. That's what lesson was taught.
I think the kid that threw the barbell needed to get arrested.
Two of the kids were given tickets.
Tickets?
And that's it.
No, not tickets. Arrested.
Now why wouldn't they continue to do these things? And what's funny is that the kids, for the most part, were these lily white little punk motherfuckers, that if you would have seen them, you would have been like, I would have tossed this kid upside down, left, right,
Listen,
and sideways.
I did shot put and discus in high school. I could punt those suckers.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. I'm not sitting here saying, beat the snot out of kids. But when you've got 30 to 50 kids that they're coming at, adults, well, you know what? You need to teach them a lesson.
Shoot them with BB guns.
Because they're the ones that would be shooting the adults with the BB guns.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if they're not taught obviously, their parents are dumb and they can't freaking teach a goddamn lesson. So it takes myself to sit and smack the taste out of somebody's mouth to teach them that lesson, I'm going to teach them the lesson.
The parents might come after you, though.
Good. Let them come after me. I'll win in the court of law. This kid threw stuff at me. He threw stuff at me.
He hit people that I'm friends with. I was literally fearing for my safety and everybody else around me. I had to step in.
I wouldn't hit them for no reason.
No, I know.
I wouldn't. But if they swing at me, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to choke them the hell out. You kidding me? I won't even try. You know what? The funny thing is with the kids.
You don't even need to. You just one punch. I'll cry.
I wouldn't. See, that's the thing. I wouldn't choke them out. I wouldn't punch them. I wouldn't kick them. I would legitimately
just
grab them,
lift
them, put them on my lap, and spank them like a little
That would be so funny to see.
Just don't pull their pants down because that's like
No, you can't do that. Yeah.
Do you imagine all of the kids laughing? Oh my god!
Yeah, that's what it would be.
It'd be great.
Like, how dare you? Who do you think you are? The parents are pieces of shit for not doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what do you call it? So, moving away from that, and again, like I said, people, take care of your goddamn kids.
Or someone else is going to teach them.
Or somebody else is going to teach them the street.
Yeah.
So here on Long Island, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have seen. There's been like an array of sightings, shark sightings.
They could. Mm-hmm.
There's there's an app that you can get.
Can you imagine there was a Bigfoot sighting here?
Oh
on
my
the
god! Yo, that'd be insane.
So it's an app you can get.
There's an app you can get that actually tracks the white shark, the great white sharks, and other sea life that has been tagged by the Marines and everything like that for monitoring migration patterns and everything. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it. It's really cool. Each one has their name, their age, their little sizes and stuff.
That's
it's
cool.
Really, really cool.
That's
that
very
pastor
really cool,
on that
yeah.
app.
Yeah. Well, I no, I would definitely.
That's
I would
called
definitely
Chris
Hansen's.
Chris Hansen. Actually, he has taken a mighty fall.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
Mighty has fallen.
Well,
to catch a predator.
This whole thing with the Shark Week coming up, mm-hmm. and it's very apropos that these sharks are coming around at this point, and. A local fisherman, this is what kind of heated me up, and you guys mm-hmm. can tell me what you think about this. A local fisherman reeled in this bull shark that was in the Long Beach-ish area.
Yeah.
The shark was about 8 feet long. Nice. It took this guy about 2.5 hours to reel it in.
Okay.
The thing that annoys me was the video that was made afterwards once he got the shark. Wow. Okay, now, look, I get it. You want to feel like a big man, a tough guy. You want to reel in a monster from the ocean. Or if, you're a hunter, you go after big game. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it is.
Here's the thing. Don't be inhumane afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Don't be inhumane. Whether you're keeping the creature for food or, letting it go. Either way, there's no reason to carry on and slap the creature, yank its mouth open, videotape it, and so forth. That's just cruel and unusual punishment, man. Mm-hmm. Like the fish did nothing to you. It was swimming around. You grabbed it. If you're gonna eat it, eat it. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna kill it to eat it. You know what I mean? But what do you call it? If you're gonna let it go, good, let it go. Don't be a shit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Am I wrong?
No,
you're
not absolutely
wrong.
Right.
I mean, even getting it on the beach is probably causing it some stress and probably freaking it out.
Yeah. All the people that I know that hunt and fish, they don't do it for sport. They do it to actually, like, they do it for fun, but the fun also has the intent of we will catch it, and if it is of legal size, we will keep it. If not, we will throw it back. If it's a deer, if it's, you know, what is it, like birds or anything like that, like the like duck or whatever, they have the intent of taking it and using the resources because that is something that they prefer to do because they are not one of those people to just shoot it and leave it.
Right.
That is dishonorable.
And that's dishonorable. Yeah. And here it is. I've been fishing before. I will not go hunting. That's not my thing. Mm-hmm. I go to shooting ranges. Mm-hmm. I do all that, but I don't hunt.
Yeah, I feel the same way personally. Yeah.
And
but I have nothing against people who do.
I would love to go shark fishing. I really would love to go shark fishing. Mm-hmm. But you know, if I went after a shark, and I like I said, I get it. I get that feeling. You want to sit there. You want to see if you can take it and pull it in. Yeah. But if you catch it, all right, if you're not eating it, let it go.
Yeah.
Do not
hurt
it.
Take the picture. Don't
hurt
it. Don't
let
it go.
Let it go. Don't sit and slap it around. Sit on it.
Exactly.
Do a stupid thing. I mean,
you've already hurt it enough by reeling it in and stressing it the F out, like you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's just, I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
There's a certain line that you can't cross.
I don't think
you should cross
that line.
And I think he crossed that line.
I think he did cross the line. If you guys saw the video, I think you'd agree with me.
I don't even need to. I think I assume, because I already know people who were like that go, I'm an idiot. I'm so sorry that we did that.
Awful. Anyway, as always, guys, thank you so much for tuning into Within Brimskin. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. Hit up my new site, therealbrimstone.com, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.